donkey work for Do Trang while standing lookout. One made gestures indicating that they had something to report. Sighing, I strolled over. "What's the story, River?" The men called him Riverwalker. I did not know him by any other name.
"We got shadow traps that's been sprung. We got ourselves some new pets."
"Oh, no. Darn." I shook my head.
"That's not good?"
"Not good. Run, report it to Goblin. I'll stick with Ran till you get back.
Don't dawdle. I'm late for work."
Not true, but Taglians have little sense of urgency, and the concept of punctuality is alien to most. Shadows in the shadow traps, not a good eventuation, for sure. Near as we could determine, Soulcatcher had no more than 2 dozen manageable shadows left under control. As many more had gone feral in the remote south and were developing reputations as Rakshasas, which were demons or devils, but not quite like those my northern forebrethren knew. Northern demons seemed to be solitary beings of considerable power. Rakshasas are communal and pretty weak individually. But deadly. Very deadly. In ancient myth, of course, they are much more powerful. They swat each other over the head with mountaintops, grow 2 heads for everyone chopped off by a hero, and collect the beautiful wives of kings who are really gods incarnate, but do not remember that fact. Things must have been much more exciting in olden times, even if they did not make a lot of sense from day to day. Catcher would keep a close eye on her shadows. They were her most valuable resource. Which meant that if they had been sent out to spy, she should know exactly where each was supposed to have gone. At least that is the way I would have done it if I were committing irreplaceable resources. I did that for every single man we committed to Willow Swan's capture. I knew how they were going to get to their places, and how they were going to get home, and everything they were supposed to do in between. And just like I figured Soulcatcher might, I would have gone looking for them personally if they had failed to return home. Goblin came hobbling into the early morning light, cursing all the way. He wore the all-covering brown wool of a Vayedine dervish. He hated the outfit, however necessary it was to disguise himself when he was outside. I did not blame him. The wool was hot. It was supposed to remind the holy men of the hell they were escaping by devoting themselves to chastity, asceticism, and good works.
"Where the hell is this shit?" he growled. "It's hot enough to boil eggs out here already."
"The boys say we've caught something in our shadow traps. I thought you might want to do something about that before Mama comes looking for her babies."
"Shit! More work."
"Old man, you just had something in your mouth I wouldn't even want in my hand."
"Vedna Pris, get the flock out of here before I give you a real language and lesson. And bring home something decent to eat when you come back. Like maybe a cow."
More than once, he and One Eye had conspired to kidnap one of the sacred cattle that wander the city. To date, their efforts have come to naught, because none of the men will go along. The majority have goony backgrounds.